Romans chapter 9. I say the truth in Christ, I'm not lying, my conscience also testifying for me in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that I were accursed from Christ for my brothers, my kinsmen, according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertain the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises, whose are the fathers, and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, blessed by God, forever. Amen. Not as though the word of God has been ineffective, for they are not all Israel who are of Israel, nor because they are the descendants of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall your seed be called. That is, those who are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted as the descendants. For this is the word of promise, at this time I will come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac, for the children being not yet born, nor having done any good or evil, so that the purpose of God according to election would stand, not of works, but of him that calls, it was said to her, the elder shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then, it is not of him that wills, nor of him that runs, but of God that shows mercy. For the scripture says to Pharaoh, for this same purpose I have raised you up, so that I could show my power in you, and so that my name would be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore he has mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will, he hardens. You will say then to me, why does he yet find fault for who has resisted his will? No, but, O man, who are you that replies against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why have you made me this way? Doesn't the potter have power over the clay from the same lump to make one container to honor and another to dishonor? What if God, willing to show his anger and to make his power known, endured with much patience the vessels of anger meant for destruction, and that he would make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy which he had before prepared to glory, even us, whom he has called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles, as he says also in Hosea, I will call them my people who were not my people, and her beloved that was not beloved. And it shall be that in the place where it was said to them, you are not my people, there they shall be called the children of the living God. Isaiah also shouts concerning Israel, though the number of the children of Israel are as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because the Lord will make a short work on the earth. And as Isaiah said before, unless the Lord of Sabaoth had left us a seed, we would have been like Sodom, and have been made like Gomorrah. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles who didn't follow after righteousness have attained righteousness, the righteousness which is of faith. But Israel, that followed after the law of righteousness, has not attained to the law of righteousness. Why? Because they didn't seek it by faith, but by the works of the law, for they stumbled at that stumbling stone. As it is written, see, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and rock of offense, and whoever believes on him won't be ashamed.